Turn in your Bibles to the book of Psalms, the 84th. I'm going to look this morning at the doorkeeper in the house of the Lord. Psalms 84, verse 1. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thy altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them, who passing through the valley of Baca make it a well. The rain also fill the pools. They go from strength to strength, every one of them, in Zion, appearing before God. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer and give ear, O God of Jacob. Behold our God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. We're grateful to thee, our heavenly Father, for bringing us into this thine house once again. We thank thee for our great high priest, mediator, and advocate, our Lord and Savior, for the promise of eternal life, for the blessed hope of the Lord's return. We pray, Father, for our pastor and his wife and family, keeping protective hands upon them, guiding them in the work that you've called them to. We pray for our loved ones that are not in our midst, those that may have infirmities or out and about, those with young, keeping protective hands upon them. Guide us as a church in worshiping thee. Help us to mind spiritual things. Help us to worship thee in spirit and in truth. Help us to proclaim the truths of thy word. Grant us a burden for the lost. We pray for mercy for our country, America. Keep it from bringing any evil against Israel, thy land, and thy people. Grant us leaders that fear and honor thee as we pray for the safety of the leaders of America. Guide us now in our worship service. Help us to worship thee. Exalt the name of Christ, thy Son's name, above every name. And honor thee in doing so. For it's in Christ's name, through the power of the Holy Spirit, we ask, and amen. Seize the moment. Picture this. You walk up to the house of the Lord. The door opens, and you're facing none other than David, the great king, the most fiercest of warriors, which is probably how he got that job. Think about it. The judgment seat of Christ, rewards will be earned, not given. We're going to be given what we've earned. David is, there's no better person than to put there answering the door, being the doorkeeper, than David, the sweet psalmist, as he's called, the great warrior. Such a menial task. We hear people make jokes about St. Peter at the pearly gate. Well, actually, if you study that, it's an error. David would be the doorkeeper. He's the one that's tried and true. Peter would not be the worthy doorkeeper. In Matthew chapter 16, what's called Peter's confession of faith, Christ asked, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter, verse 16, Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, thou art Peter, a pebble is the word. And upon this rock, not the pebble, but a rock, Christ talking about himself. And other places bear out that Christ is a rock. 1 Corinthians 10, the book of Daniel, rock hewn out without hands. Upon this rock will I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. That's talking about the church. They're the ones that the church has the authority to decide, member, not member. There's going to be a doorkeeper. All things point to David being the doorkeeper. We hear Walmart jokes. The man that's our financial guru where I work, I ain't going to say he's a good one. He talks about people that don't have any savings or anything stored up for retirement. He said you can find them at Walmart and it's greeting people at the door. Well, from my experience, what I've seen about the younger generation versus the older generation, the older generation has the skill. The younger generation don't seem to have much. We all know that to be so. Psalms 84 speaks about the Lord's house. There's a lot of things we can say about it. It's to be a house of prayer and peace. Isaiah 56, verse 7. Even them, well, verse 6, also the sons of the strangers that join themselves to the Lord to serve him and to love his name of the Lord. Notice that they're here to serve. We're called to be servants. To be his servants. Everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it and taketh hold of my covenant. Even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon mine altar. My house shall be called the house of prayer for all people. Serious business. It would make sense that in the Lord's house, it should be a house of order. And it will be. It'll be a house of prayer to all people. And it will be. It's going to be very orderly. And as I said, I believe David's going to be the one greeting everybody there. Romans chapter 11, verse 22. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God on them which fell severity, but toward thee goodness. If thou continue in his goodness, otherwise thou also shall be cut off. For the Lord's people, it's the greatest. For the lost, the rebel, not quite so. They're going to be rejected. They're going to be kicked out. They're not going to be permitted in, I guess would be a better word for it. Won't be allowed. Christ made it plain in Matthew 21:13 concerning his Father's house. They made it a den of thieves. That ain't going to go on there. David, his last words were concerning the Lord's house. He held it in high regard. It's in the news and notes this morning. First Chronicles chapter 23. Failing eyesight. 1 Chronicles 23, verse 27. For by the last words of David, the Levites were numbered from 20 years old and above. That's when they started working in the Lord's house, because their office was to wait on the sons of Aaron for service, thus service of the house of the Lord. in the courts and in the chambers and in the purifying of holy things and the work of the service of the house of God. Both for the show bread and for the fine flour and for the meat offering and for the unleavened cakes, for that which is baked in a pan, that which is fried, for all manner of measure and size, and to stand every morning and to thank and praise the Lord, and likewise at even, and to offer all burnt sacrifices unto the Lord in the Sabbaths and the new moons and on the set feast, by number, according to the order commanded to them continually before the Lord. And that they should keep the charge of the tabernacle and congregation, and the charge of the holy place, and the charge of the sons of Aaron, and brethren, and the servants of the house of the Lord. Consider during the millennial reign of Christ just how that's going to play out. It's going to be very orderly. This place is huge. You've heard me say before, the area is 60 square miles. You're going to have Christ there in person. It's going to be serious. It's going to be glorious. Christ said of himself, I am. This is the best way to describe the things of God. I am being a perfect tense. Perfect, didn't say I will be or I was, but I am. David said, better than a thousand, we read there in the text. That's one day in the Lord's house better than a thousand days away from it. I turn over to the book of Numbers, the 18th chapter. And because we've never seen the Lord's house, we don't know all there is to know, that we need to know about it. Perhaps we need to study it. Numbers 18 and 7. Yeah, Numbers 18, verse 7. Therefore, thou and thy sons with thee shall keep your priest's office for everything at the altar and within the veil, and ye shall serve, I have given you your priest's office unto you as a service of gift. And the stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death. We're looking this morning in the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 21, verse 27. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither worketh whatsoever worketh abomination, nor maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. This is that great city, the Lamb's wife, the Holy Jerusalem, Revelation chapter 21. It's going to have a doorkeeper. The door's not going to be shut. Verse 25, and the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. We can only imagine what this place is going to be like. Scripture does not tell us too much about our own occupation we'll have in eternity, but we will be in the Lord's service. Any and all tasks are important. You think about the angels, Daniel, they move swiftly. The book of Ezekiel, first chapter, the 14th verse, this is one example how things are ordered. Things of God are ordered, should I say. Ezekiel chapter 1. It works like lightning. There's no hem-hawing around, no talking about it. It's done. And the living creatures, and this is Ezekiel's wheel, as it's called, the heavenly chariot. Verse 11, thus were their faces, and their wings were stretched upward. Two wings of every one were joined one to the other. Two covered their bodies. And they went every one straight forward. Whether the spirit was to go, they went. And they returned not when they went. As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was of burning coals of fire, and their appearance lamps, and it went up and down on the living creatures, and the fire was bright, and out of the fire went forth lightning. And the living creatures ran and returned at the appearance of the, as of the flash of lightning. That's the way things are done in the realm of God. Consider his house. It's going to be very orderly. Everything's going to be very exact. We can only imagine. The doorkeeper of the house of God will be invested with the highest possible dignity. It would be an interesting and exciting task to welcome some great soldier to bid Godspeed to one departing. Like I say, it's going to be serious business. Those employed in this service were valiant men. Over the 2 Chronicles chapter 26. Did I just cover that? 2 Chronicles 26 and 16. This is in the days of Uzziah. He was a good king. Verse 16, but when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. David never had that to happen, really. Not much. He numbered the army of Israel and paid dearly for that. But this man Uzziah transgressed against the Lord his God and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. Now, the things of God being laid out, you were given specific word. This was not for the king to do. He was not permitted. King Saul tried the same thing. And Azariah the priest went in after him, and with him 80 priests of the Lord that were valiant men. They withstood Uzziah. Well, the Lord, if you read the rest of the account, the Lord struck him with leprosy. Serious business. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, actually in several places, we think about the church age, the saint. We're told in one place in 1 Corinthians, we'll judge, know ye not, ye shall judge angels. And know ye not that ye shall judge angels, how much more things that are pertaining to this life. But he also talks in 1 Corinthians about the gifts. Those have the hands, the feet. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 14. For the body is not one member but many. There's one doorkeeper. There's other things needed. Ushers and others, but there's one doorkeeper. If the foot shall say, because I am not of the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not of the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not the body? If the whole body were an eye, where is the healing? If the whole were hearing, if the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body as it has pleased. It's going to be done according to his plans. We will have a work to do, and it will be very important. We talk about the doorkeeper. That was Old Testament. The New Testament has a different word for it. It's called the porter. Over in the Gospel of John, the 10th chapter. Now, in the millennial reign of Christ has laid out how you go into the temple and how you leave, who goes where, exactly how it's to be carried out. In the Gospel of John, the 10th chapter, we read about the great Shepherd, the Good Shepherd. Verse 3 of John 10, to him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. He calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. Not another leads them out, he does. The doorkeeper opens up to the Lord, is the point that I'm trying to make. The doorkeeper in the house of God, as I said, will be a high-ranking position. The world looks down on things like this, like that's such a menial task. In the book of Revelation, we've done read chapter 21. Pull back over there again. In the 21 and 21 Revelation. Those doors that shall not be shut. It talks about the 12 gates, 12 pearls, every gate was a pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as were transparent glass, verse 21, gold trampled underfoot. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need for the sun, neither the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did light. Now, he's the one that said light D. God is light, we're told in the epistles of John. Verse 24, and the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth shall bring their glory and honor to it. This is a literal place. Far beyond our comprehension. Chapter 22, verse 11. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. David will be the greatest of doorkeepers. We're all doorkeepers. One kind or another. I mean, that's the typology here. We're all stewards. God gives us all a task in this world and the world to come. Psalms 119, verse 11. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Like I say, we're all doorkeepers. Do we keep God's word in our heart? Do we keep our minds pure and clean? It's very tough to do, I can tell you. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. 1 Peter 1, 13. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. His reward is with him. This all goes hand in hand. Keep the doors of our mind closed. Keep the doors of our mouth closed over in the book of James, the third chapter, the second verse. James 3 and 2. For in many ways we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man and able to bridle the whole body. Yeah, we're to keep doors of our mouth. Verse 13. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation, his works with meekness and wisdom. Or to keep our foot even. Over in the book of Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 1. Keep thy foot when thou goest into the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they consider not that they do evil. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God, for God is in heaven and thou upon earth. Therefore let thy words be few. And all these things, we see the doorkeeper being a very important task. Now, going back to the book of Revelation, the book of Psalms, the 84th chapter, one other thing I didn't make mention of. My soul, verse 2, longeth even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found a house, and the swallow a nest for itself. Swallows, those birds were harbingers of spring. The darkness and cold winter passed. My soul longeth and fainteth for the courts of the Lord. What does our hearts and souls long for? Do we long for more of the world like it is presently, which is not getting any better? It's going to get a lot worse. Our bodies go old, tired, achy. We look for certain death unless the Lord's return is nigh. The key point in this, it cannot be denied that the longing of one's heart tells the truth of what is dearest to them. One might play a good game. They might say the right things. But what does our hearts really long for? What do we esteem the most? The house of the Lord? In the book of Acts, the 10th chapter, when Peter was sent to the house of Cornelius, this had to have been hard for Peter to have done, but Peter was obedient to the Lord's calling. Acts 10 and verse 34. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, whereas before that time he probably did. Jewish pride. But in every nation that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. Those that were not a people are now a people. Back in the Psalms 25, verse 14. Psalms 25, 14. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Those involved in the Garden of Eden, the Garden of God, were not obedient. They lost their right to be in what at that time was could be considered the house of the Lord. Where was God? That was his garden. That was where man was to live. Did they have a house? They didn't need one. They'd sleep among the flowers. They didn't have anything to harm them. The house of the Lord is a very important, precious thing. The fear of the Lord will keep one's heart right. The fear of the Lord moved Noah to build an ark. We know what happened there. Fear and reverence of the things of God is a very important thing that we should always keep near and dear. Over in the book of Isaiah, the 56th chapter. The Lord's house is very important. Isaiah 56, verse 4. For thus saith the Lord to the eunuchs that keep my Sabbath, that choose the things that please me, and take hold of my covenant. Now, of course, we worship on the Lord's day. Christ is the Lord of the new creation. Back to Isaiah 56, verse 5. Even to them will I give in my house and within my walls a place for them, and a name better than than of sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. man fears certain things, lightning storms, guns, things like that naturally. We need to always keep a firm fear of the Lord. Until one receives a new heart, they will not fear the Lord or the things that the Lord promised. We read in the book of Luke, you won't go there, about Zacchaeus, the wee little man. He offered restitution. Now, what made him do such things? If I defrauded one, I'll pay to him fourfold. God granted him a heart to do such. We read about Lydia, whose heart the Lord opened. We read of Saul of Tarsus, who was going to sit in jail and perhaps even have some Christians put to death. What did he say? What would thou hast me to do, Lord? Having a good fear for the things of God is a good way to be. But the wicked, there's no fear of God in his eyes. You can tell by a person's actions what they really fear and what they really long for in life. Where does the house of the Lord fit in your life? That's all that I have today.